We've been doing a series on the Holy Spirit. And last week I spoke about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The scripture that we looked at was 1 Corinthians
12.
It's in a section from 1 Corinthians 12 to 14 that deals with the gifts of the Spirit.
And
we're told we should desire spiritual gifts. Paul said that we should actually desire the spiritual gifts that build up the church.
And
this is true. It's right. Every one of us should desire God to use us. God doesn't have meaningless people. He made you for a reason. He's got something for you to do in your life. There's some way that God has made you to be a special blessing to others.
And
sometimes we don't feel adequate. We say, God, I'm not special. God doesn't care about that. He can give you what is needed. He can make your life a blessing to others. He said that to
Abraham.
He said, I will bless you and you will be a blessing to others. But what enabled Abraham to be a blessing was that God had blessed him. And what will enable you to be a blessing to others is when God has given you gifts to give to others. So He can give you spiritual gifts if you desire to be a blessing to others. But not just spiritual gifts. He's even made you who you are in order for you to be a blessing to others. There is a natural gift in almost every person. And sometimes we separate the two. We say, the Holy Spirit's gifts are things like tongues and prophecy. And we say, oh, but I don't have that gift. And so you disqualify yourself from being a blessing. You say, yeah, I'm desiring. I want to have those gifts. And then you think until something happens, you're worthless. But that's not true. Because in the Bible, God mixes up all the gifts. In one place He speaks about tongues. And right in the same place about helping. And all of us can help. But not all of us speak in tongues. The point is, you are not disqualified just because you don't have a particular gift. Because the Bible is also saying you are a gift. In who God made you. He has created you in order to add some blessing to His church. And so today I'm going to speak a bit more about the gifts. But in case I left you with a narrow view of the gifts as just spiritual gifts, I want us to have a bigger view of the work of the Holy Spirit than that. When God fashioned you in your mother's womb, He made you a certain way in order for you to be a gift. He gave you certain skills. He didn't give you certain skills on purpose. What He gave you and what He didn't give you is on purpose. So that you are who you are for His glory. I may never sit at the piano and play the piano. See, God didn't give me that gift. But God gave me some gifts. I don't know exactly what they are always. But there's some things He made me for. And I want to use those things for His glory. One of the gifts I have is that I can see if a line is straight or if it's crooked. Not everyone has this gift, apparently. But because I have that gift, I can line the chairs up in a nice straight row. So that when someone comes in, they can easily find their way to the seat without falling over a chair. And so I often use that gift. Most often while you are drinking tea and coffee out there, after this meeting, I'm straightening chairs. Because I want it to be good and ready for the next congregation. I want to use my gift to serve the body of Christ. I don't want one of those vazabe to come in here and fall over the chair because it's in their way. And then get angry and not worship God properly.
So
even if I put a chair in a straight row, it's a spiritual act. Because I'm preparing something of an environment in which people can worship God. Don't make less of your serving the body of Christ. Even if what you do is cleaning the floor. Use it as a gift to glorify God. Because the gifts of the Spirit are not just tongues and prophecy and words of knowledge. Let's have a look at Romans 12.
Verse 6
to
8. Romana tuk farumbe fulon din fa yenna katramni fa valu. Ary satria samy manana fanomezam-pahasoavana samy hafa isika araka ny fahasoavana izay nomenantsika. Raha faminaniana dia aoka atao araka ny ohatry ny finoana. Raha fanompoana amin'ny fiangonana dia aoka ho an'ny fanompoana. Raha mampianatra dia aoka ho amin'ny fampianarana. Raha mananatra dia aoka ho amin'ny fananarana. Izay manome dia aoka ho amin'ny fahatsorapo. Izay manapaka dia aoka ho amin'ny fahazotoana. Izay mamindra fo dia aoka ho amin'ny fifaliana.
Do you have any of those gifts?
Manana anankiray amin'ireo fanomezan'ireo ve ianao?
Maybe you do.
Angamba mety manana ianao.
I'm sure many of you have many of those gifts.
Tena azoko antoka mihitsy hoe betsaka aminareo manana betsaka amin'ireo fanomezan'ireo.
I mean, Paul writes to these Christians and he says, we have different gifts.
Nanoratra ho tamin'ireto kristiana ireto Paul dia izy manana fanomezana isan-karazany tsika.
We have gifts.
Manana fanomezana tsika.
You have gifts.
Ianao ihany koa manana fanomezana.
Already.
Efa ao le izy.
According to the grace given to you.
Arakaraka le fahasoavana izay efa nomenanao.
We each as believers have received the grace of God.
Itsika ma-kristiana tsika dia efa nandray fahasoavana avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
And it's the grace of God that enables us to serve God.
Ary izay fahasoavan'Andriamanitra izay no manome hery antsika hanompontsika an'Andriamanitra.
And so if we prophesy,
ka raha ohatra tsika maminany a,
we're not just prophesying to show off our gift.
We
prophesy in order to encourage and strengthen the church. But within the measure of faith that we have, that means you should give what you have, not what you don't have.
Dikan'izay dia izay ananana no menao fa tsy izay tsy ananana.
You don't make up a prophecy of your own.
Tsoe io fa mamody manambobotra faminanina izay foroporonao fotsiny ianao.
If your prophetic declaration is just a small encouragement.
Raha ohatra le fanambarana le faminanina izay ambaranao hoe zavatra kely aho hoentina ampanatanjahana ampaherezana.
But you have faith.
Kanefa manana finoana ianao.
Then that is good.
Dia tsara izay.
You don't have to be prophesying about when Jesus comes back.
Tsy mila maminany amin'ny fiverenan'i Jesosy ianao.
You don't have to prophesy beyond your measure of faith.
Tsy mila maminany any akoatra ny refin'ny finoanao any ianao.
This is a problem some Christians have.
Indraindray dia tena olana izay ananan'ny kristiana hafa izany.
It's actually pride.
Ohatrany hoe tena zahozahoana ilay izy.
They want to minister beyond their anointing and beyond their faith.
Te anao zavatra na asa fampoana akoatra ny finoany sy akoatra n'izay zavatra vitany izy.
So maybe God's given you a gift to prophesy.
Angamba mety nomen'Andriamanitra fanomezana ianao mba aminany a.
But you never even use it.
Kanefa tsy nampiasainao mihitsy nefa ilay izy.
Because you're still waiting for a spectacular big prophecy.
Satria ianao mbola miandry faminaniana ngeza be mampitolagaga.
When instead God is just whispering small encouragements.
Kanefa ny Andriamanitra mety efa nambitsibitsika fampaherezana kely.
Saying things to you like, strengthen my church by telling them it will go well with them.
Amin'ny lalan'ny fitenenana fotsiny ohatra hoe tenena amin'ny fiangonana hoe mety io andeha tsara io.
I must tell them that it will go well with them, Lord.
Ah, tompo mila miteny amin-jareo ve hoe mety io andeha tsara io?
Can't you give me a bigger, more spectacular word than that?
Tsisy teny hoe mampitolagaga kokoa noho izany ve?
I'll sound silly.
Manjary ohatrany hoe adaladala ny fijery anahy.
Surely you can tell me something amazing to tell your church.
Azoko antoka mihitsy ny afaka miteny amiko zavatra mahagaga be mihitsy ny ianao mba ho teneniko amin'ny fiangonana.
God says, no, tell them this, I love them.
Ah, hoy Andriamanitra, teneny fotsiny zareo hoe tiako nareo.
What can be more amazing than that?
Inona ny zavatra tena mahagaga noho izany?
But we want to be able to cast lightning bolts and prophesy about the end times.
Fa tsika nefa te hanao hoe zavatra ohatrany hoe mampipoaka ny jiro sy zavatra momba ny zavatra mbola ho any amin'ny faran'ny fiainana any, faran'ny tany.
That's pride.
Fisahosahoana izany any amin'ny andro farany, misaotra.
If it's serving, then serve.
Raha ohatra ka ho amin'ny fanompoana dia manompo.
If God has enabled you to serve,
raha ohatra nomen'Andriamanitra hery ianao hanompo a,
then serve.
Dia manompo.
But with faith.
Fa miaraka amin'ny finoana.
So you're not a slave.
Tsy hoe andeva akory ianao a.
Oh, I hate it when these elders ask me to do stuff.
It's
again, it's time for me to make the tea.
Mbola toroko indray hono manao dite.
That's not serving with faith.
Tsy izany le hoe manompo amin'ny finoana.
That's serving like a slave.
Fa manompo ohatran'ny andevo izany.
You should serve in the grace of God.
Tokony manompo ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra ianao.
With faith in your heart.
Miaraka amin'ny finoana ao am-ponao.
As you put that cup down on the table.
Le ianao mametraka n'iny kaopy iny ao amin'ny latabatra eo.
Waiting for the visitors to come and drink.
Miandry ny vahiny ho tonga dia hisotro.
God, this is my privilege.
Andriamanitra, tombontsoa anahy.
To put this cup here.
Mba hametrahako an'ity kaopy ity eto.
And when that visitor picks up this cup.
Dia rehefa mandray an'ity kaopy ity ilay vahiny a.
God bless them.
Andriamanitra taio izy.
May they be blessed because of my service.
Mba ho voatahy anie izy noho izao fa fanompoana ataoko izao.
If your gift is serving, then serve.
Raha ohatra ka fanompoana fanaovan-javatra ny fanomezana anao a, dia ataovy izay.
But it's not lifeless and meaningless.
Fa tsy hoe atao be fahatany tsy misy dikany sy tsy misy fiainana.
It's got to be with faith in the grace of God.
Fa miaraka amin'ny finoana sy ny fanomezam-pahasoavana avy amin'Andriamanitra.
If it is teaching, then teach.
Raha ohatra ka fampianarana dia mampianara.
Maybe you understand the things of God clearly in your mind.
Angamba mety hoe azonao tsara mazava tsara ao an-tsainao ao ny momba ny zavatra momba an'Andriamanitra.
Maybe the Holy Spirit comes alongside you when you read His Word.
Angamba ny fanahy masina niaraka taminao tamin'ilay anao namaky an'ilay teny.
You know what it means to speak about the gospel.
Azonao tsara hoe inona ny hevitra izany hoe miteny milaza amin'ny filazantsara.
You're able to tell others.
Afaka manambara amin'ny hafa ianao.
Then explain it to them.
Dia azavao aminy.
Your friend says, "Ah, I don't care about God."
Dia hoy ny namana hoe sanga miraharahan'Andriamanitra izany.
You think, "Ah, oh, that's just because you don't know about Him."
Dia hoy izany, "Ah, satria ianao tsy mahafantatra azy tsara."
I could explain that to you.
Azoko azavaina tsara aminao
izany. Let me sit with you for a moment and tell you why I do care about God.
Anoloana hiara hipetraka kely vetivetitsika dia azavaiko anao inona ny antony iraharahiko an'Andriamanitra.
It's about the gospel.
Mikasika amin'ny filazantsara.
Your friend says, "What do you mean?"
Andozina namanao inona ny tianao teneny?
Explain the gospel to him.
Dia azavainao aminazy ilay filazantsara.
If you can teach, then teach.
Raha afaka mampianatra ianao dia mampianara.
It's a gift.
Fanomezana izany.
If it is to encourage, then give encouragement.
Raha ohatra ka fampaherezana dia manomeza fampaherezana.
So many people are down.
Be da be ny olona.
Discouraged.
Tolefika tsy kivy.
But you, maybe God has given you a happy personality.
Kanefa mety nomen'Andriamanitra toetsaina falifaly ianao.
But then you have to, in a loving way, go and encourage others.
Fa amin'ny fomba ara-pitiavana dia mampaherezany
hafa. See your friend looking sad.
Dia hitanao ny namanao malahelo-elo.
Don't worry, I know your in-laws hate you, but we can pray.
Aza manahy, fantatro fa tsy tiny rafozanao ianao fa afaka mivavaka tsika.
It won't always be like this.
Tsy ohatr'izao foana akory.
God can change the situation.
Azon'Andriamanitra hovainy izao zavatra izao.
God can soften their hearts.
Afaka alefahan'Andriamanitra ny fony.
Let me stand with you and pray for you.
Aleo aho hiara hijoro aminao dia hivavaka
miaraka aminao. Make a person feel strong again.
Dia mampahery ianao dia ataonao matsiaro matanjaka indray ilay olona.
A gift of encouragement.
Izay ilay fanomezana ara-panany amin'ny fampaherezany.
It's not going to operate much in the front of the church. Your gift of encouragement is probably going to be an SMS during the week. An SMS that you think about what you're going to say so that you make someone else feel stronger. You're using a gift. None of us, we can't sit back and say we don't have any gifts. There are gifts all over the place. Our problem is that we've been lazy. We haven't seen that the gifts exist and we haven't started to use them. If your gift is giving, then give generously.
Raha ohatra ka amin'ny fanomezana ny fanomezana nomenanao dia manomeza amin'ny kitsipo.
What a privilege.
Tena tombontsoa mihitsy izany.
To be someone who has a generous heart.
manana olona hoe manana fo malalaka.
We should all have that gift.
Sika rehetra tokony hanana an'izany fanomezana izany.
We should all be saying, I want to give for the sake of others.
Sika tokony samy teny daholo hoe anome mba ho an'ny hafa.
Have you desired a gift like that?
Ianao ve mba maniry ny fanomezana tahaka an'izany?
All the gifts cost you something.
Ny fanomezana rehetra dia misy sarany avokoa.
If you have a gift of encouragement, maybe you have to pay for twice as many SMSs.
Raha ohatra ka le fampaherezana ohatra amin'ny fanomezam-pasoavana nananao, dia mety mitombo avo roa eny ny vola alohanao ny amin'ilay SMS alefanao.
All the gifts will cost you something.
Ny fanomezana rehetra dia hisarany avokoa.
If your gift is serving, it's going to take time.
Raha ohatra ka le fanompoana ny fanomezana nananao, mitaky fotoana izany.
If you have a gift to teach someone, you have to sit with them and teach them to teach them.
Raha ohatra ka hoe fampianarana le izy hoe mampianatra olona, tsy maintsy miara-mipetraka aminy eo ianao dia mampianatra azy.
And if you have a gift of giving,
dia raha ohatra ianao manana fanomezana amin'ny hoe fanomezana manome,
a gift you can desire.
Dia izany ihany koa dia fanomezam-pasoavana tokony ho iriny.
I've met people who have this gift.
Efa nihaona tamin'olona nanana an'izany fanomezam-pasoavana izany.
It genuinely exists.
Tena nisy marina ilay izy.
Some people have made it their mission in life to give.
Ny misy olona sasany tena ataony hoe izay mihitsy no asa fanompony ny manome.
Not necessarily the richest people in the world.
Tsy voatery ny olona mpanankarena be indrindra eto manahera an'izao tontolo izao akory.
So don't put it in your mind that you have to be rich to have that gift.
Dia aza tonga dia apetraka ao an-tsaina hoe tsy maintsy manankarena aloha izay vao mety manana an'izany fanomezana izany.
Anyone can have this gift.
N'iza n'iza afaka manana an'izany fanomezana izany.
It's a gift of giving.
Fanomezana amin'ilay hoe manome.
Which is a heart that carries a special revelation from God that what you give matters.
Dia ilay izy hoe fo izay tena mieritreritra ao an-tsainy ao hoe izay zavatra omeko misy dikany.
I've met people that have this gift.
Nefa nihaona tamin'olona nanana an'izany fanomezana izany ahako.
They have realized that God has equipped them with something.
Natsapa izy ireo Andriamanitra dia namatsy an'azy tamin'ny alalana zavatra.
And they go around finding people who need something and they just give to help.
Dia mitady izy hoe iza ireny mila omeko an'ilay omeko amin'ny fanomezana dia manome izy.
It's wonderful.
Tena mahafinaritra izany.
But now none of these gifts is actually not good. They're all good gifts.
Fa tsy misy hoe ray amin'ireo fanomezana ireo hoe tsy tsara fa tsara avokoa izy rehetra.
So in a way we should desire to see more and more of these things in our lives.
Dia izany hoe raha ny tena izy dia tokony maniry mihitsy tsika hahita bebe kokoa ny amin'ireto fanomezana ireto hitranga eo amin'ny fiainatsika.
Why limit yourself?
Fa maninona ny feranao ny tenanao?
God, I want to give more.
Andriamanitra, te hanome mihoatra.
I want to serve more.
Te hanompo mihoatra.
I want to proclaim your gospel to people.
Te hanambara ny filazantsaranao amin'ny olona.
I want to encourage.
Te hampahery.
I want to prophesy.
Te aminany.
We should be desiring of seeing more and more gifts flowing through our lives.
Tokony maniry mihitsy tsika mba hahita ireto fanomezana ireto hikoriana bebe kokoa avy aty amin'ny fiainatsika.
If you have a gift,
raha ohatra ianao ka manana fanomezana,
and I believe we all do,
ary mino hoe isika rehetra dia manana,
then the gift is to be given.
Dia tokony omeny izay fanomezana izay.
Look at Ephesians 4 verse 7.
Andohany ho jerevantsika ny any amin'ny Efesianina toko fahefatra andininy fahafito.
Verse 7 and 8.
Efesianina toko fahefatra andininy fahafito sy fahavalo. Fa samy nomena ny fahasoavana araka ny ohatry ny fanomezan'i Kristy avy isika rehetra, koa izany no ilazany hoe raha niakatra ho any amin'ny avo izy dia nitondra olona maro be, tondra olona maro ho babo ka nanome fanomezana ho an'ny olona.
Says to each one of us grace has been given.
Hozy izy hoe fa samy nomena ny fahasoavana isika rehetra.
As Christ apportioned it.
Atahaka an'izay fa nizarazarany Kristy azy.
But no one got nothing.
Tsy misy izany na iza na iza hoe tsy nahazo.
To each of us grace has been given.
Ho antsika tsirairay avy dia nomena fahasoavana.
Every one of us has a certain measure of His grace.
Ny tsirairay avy amintsika dia manana apahany araka ny refiny avy ny amin'izany fahasoavana izany.
And it's that grace which we have to live in.
Dia izay fahasoavana izay izay iainantsika
that releases our lives to become a blessing to others.
Ary dia izany mandefa ny fiainantsika ihany koa mba ho lasa fitahiana ho an'ny hafa.
And so Christ sets the example.
Dia Kristy efa naneho ny ohatra izy.
Because it says when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to his people.
Satria hoy izy hoe rehefa niakatra ho any amin'ny hafa izy dia nanome fanomezana ho an'ny olona.
If you have gifts,
raha ohatra ianao ka manana fanomezana,
they're not for you to hold on to.
Dia tsy ho anao tazominao ilay izy.
Christ had gifts.
Nanana fanomezana Kristy.
And he gave them.
Dia nomeny izy ireo.
He gave gifts to his people.
Nomeny fanomezana ny olona.
You received some gift.
Nandray fanomezana ianao a.
But that gift is for the edification of the body.
Izany fanomezana izany dia mba ho fanandratana ho fanampiana ny vatana.
So you do something with it.
Dia manova zavatra ny amin'izay.
You develop it.
Atapitomboy ilay izy, hitary ilay izy. Ataovy izay hitombony.
You take good care of it.
Karakarao tsara ilay izy.
That's not neglecting the gift, it's using the gift.
Satria izany tsy hoe manao tsinotsinona ilay fanomezana fa mampiasa an'ilay fanomezana.
If God gave you a talent,
raha nomen'Andriamanitra talenta ianao a,
He didn't expect you to bury it in the ground.
Tsy miandrandra anao mihitsy izy hoe andeha hiady lavaka ianao dia ho sitrika ao ilay izy.
And if He gave you a gift,
dia raha nomeny fanomezana ianao,
He didn't expect you to hide it in your back pocket.
Tsy miandrandra anao izy hoe ho afenao ao am-paosinao aorianao ilay izy.
Because then it's not a gift to anyone.
Satria lasa tsy fanomezana ho an'ny hafa ilay izy.
What makes the gift a gift is when you use it.
Fa ny mahatonga ilay fanomezana, ilay fanomezam-pahasoavana eto ho fanomezana dia ilay izy ampiasainao.
That's why Paul said to Timothy, do not neglect the gift that was given to you.
Izay nahatonga ny Paul niteny tamin'ny Timoty hoe aza atao tsiny, aza manao tsinotsinona ilay fanomezana izay fanomenanao.
Timothy was young.
Timoty tanora.
Paul said, don't let them look down on you because you're young.
The words is Paul hoe aza vela misy manao tsinotsinona anao satria ianao tanora.
You see, if Timothy shrank back and was intimidated,
satria tanora raha ohatra Timoty ohatra niemotra sady menatra natahotra,
I'm young, they won't listen to me.
Za tanora tsy hiaino anazy izany ireo.
That's neglecting the gift.
Izay ilay hoe manao tsinotsinona an'ilay fanomezana.
It's pushing the gift aside and not using it.
Atosika ho ary amin'ny sisiny ary ilay fanomezana dia tsy ampiasainao.
Because he's intimidated and afraid.
Satria matahotra sady menatra.
Some of you sit and think, I could do that.
Ny sasany aminareo mety mieritreritra za afaka manao
an'izay.
Za afaka manompo amin'izay lafiny ray izay.
And then you think, no, people won't think, people will think funny of me.
Dia avy anao mieritreritra, lazain'ny olona fa mezan'ny olona eo ako.
I don't want to speak to the elders, they'll laugh at me.
Tsy resaka amin'ny olona izany fa mezany eo.
It's not true.
Tsy marina izany.
All you're doing is neglecting your gift.
Ny zavatra ataonao amin'izay dia manao tsinotsinona an'ilay fanomezana.
Do not neglect the gift God has given you.
Aza atao tsinotsinona izay fanomezana nomen'Andriamanitra anao.
This means you must use it.
Dikan'izay dia hoe tsy maintsy ampiasainao ilay izy.
It also means you must invest in it. You must develop it.
Dikan'izay ihany koa dia tsy maintsy mametraka petraka ao anatiny ao ianao mba ampiasainao ilay izy hitombo.
If your gift were to teach,
raha ohatra ny fanomezana nananao mampianatra,
then you should be investing, studying the Word of God.
Dia tokony ianao izany mametraka petraka ao anatin'ilay izy amin'ny alalan'ny fianaranao an'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Reading the right books.
Mamaky an'izay boky tokony ho vakiana.
Listening to the right sermons.
Mihaino toriteny izay mety tokony ho enoina.
And developing that gift.
Dia ampitomboinao, hitarinao mihitsy izay fanomezana izay.
I mean, one of the greatest preachers,
nanakiray amin'ireo mpitory lehibe,
a man by the name of Charles Spurgeon,
antiko tenena izy Charles Spurgeon,
he was described as the prince of preachers.
Dia notenena mihitsy izy hoe mpanjakan'ny fitoriana.
He lived in the 1800s.
Tany amin'ny taona fa 800 sy arivo tany izy no niaina.
He preached as often as 10 times a week.
Ny mpitory izy a 10 isan-kerinandro.
There are more writings and books by him than any other Christian writer.
Ary ny boky izay nisoratany dia betsaka noho ny soratan'ny kristianina mpanoratra hafa.
Once he spoke to a congregation, an audience,
andray andro izy niresaka tamin'ny mpiangona sy mpiaino a,
of 23,000 people,
olona 3,000 sy 2,000,
without a microphone,
tsy misy micro.
In 1865,
tamin'ny 1865,
his sermons were being written and sold 25,000 copies per week.
Ny toriteny dia naverina nisoratana dia natota dia namidy
25,000 copies every week.
De dimi arrivi su ruala nisan lafi sa kernandro.
They were translated into more than 20 languages.
Ar de natike tam miota non ni fumba fteni ropul.
During his lifetime, it's estimated he preached to about 10 million people.
Arevana ton vina vina de tany amin'ny olona 10 milion tany mefa nitoriny.
You think this guy, yeah, that's a miracle.
Mety mieritreritra angamba hoe miracle zany.
That is a miracle.
Yeah, miracle aloha zany.
But he spent hundreds and hundreds of hours privately studying.
Fa izy dia nandany ora manjatonjatony mihitsy ny tany amin'ny miavina izy rery mianatra.
Literally in his own library, wherever that was, he had 5,000 books.
Tao amin'izay toerana hoe fanomanany dia nisy boky 5,000 tsy fantatra aiza io toerana fanomanany io.
And he read them all.
Ary nivakiany daholo ireo.
Don't know where he found the time.
Tsy fantatra taiza nahitany fotoana.
But he recognized that God had given him a special mind.
Fa dia hita hoe izy dia nomen'Andriamanitra saina manokana.
And he invested in that gift.
Ary dia nanao petraka tao anatin'izay fanomezana izay izy.
By the time he was publicly known.
Dia tamin'ny fotoana izay hoe nahalalana anazy ampahabe maso
He had already spent thousands of hours privately developing that gift.
Efa nandany ora aman'arivony izy tany amin'ny fotoanany manokana tany nanitarany an'izany fanomezana izany.
Long before anyone knew his name.
Mialoha nahalalan'ny olona ny anarany.
He took seriously what it was that he could do for God.
Tena nataony azo antoka tsara mihitsy, nataony sérieux mihitsy hoe ity zavatra ity azoko atao an'Andriamanitra.
Now, none of us in this room have a gift like that.
Tsy misy amintsika reto manana fanomezana tahaka an'izany.
Maybe you do.
Angamba ianao mety manana.
I don't know about it.
Fa tsy mbola fantatro ilay izy.
If you have a gift like his.
Fa raha ohatra ianao manana fanomezana tahaka ny azy
I shouldn't know about it.
Dia tsy tokony ho fantatro ilay izy.
But you should be investing.
Fa ianao manokana ny tokony mametraka ao anatin'ilay izy, mandrotsaka ao anatiny ao.
Maybe your gift was to serve.
Angamba ny fanomezana nananao ny manompo.
Then you should be serving better this year than last year.
Dia tokony hanompo tsara kokoa ianao amin'ity taona ity noho ny tamin'ny taona lasa.
Maybe your gift is to give.
Angamba ny fanomezana nananao ny manome.
Then you should be giving more this year than last year.
Dia tokony hanome bebe kokoa ianao amin'ity taona ity noho ny tamin'ny heritaona.
Maybe your gift is to encourage.
Angamba ny fanomezana nananao ny mampahery.
Then you should be learning to encourage people.
Dia tokony mianatra ianao hoe ahoana ny fampaherezana olona.
Developing the gift.
Tena hitaro mihitsy izay
fanomezana izay. Getting better and better at using it.
Ataovy metsara kokoa isaky mampiasa azy ianao.
This is the other thing about the gifts God gives.
Izay ny zavatra hafa mikasika ny fanomezana izay omen'Andriamanitra.
They require that we learn to use them better and better.
Tena takiana mihitsy tsika mpiasa azy tsara kokoa foana.
But it doesn't just happen.
Fa tsy tonga ho azy akory le izy.
You have to actually use your gifts.
Izany hoe tena mila ampiasainao mihitsy ny fanomezanao.
Like Romans 12 verse 11 says.
Tahaka ny Romanina 12:10.
Right after speaking about the gifts.
Tao arinan'ilay izy vao niresaka mikasika an'ilay fanomezam-pahasoavana.
It says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
Dia izao no teneny hoe, mazoto fa aza malaina, ary aoka hafana fo amin'ny fanompoana ny Tompo.
So you should not lack zeal.
Ka ianao ihany koa dia tsy tokony ho alaina.
Which means you should be energetic about using your gift.
Izany hoe tokony ianao hampiasa ny fanomezana izay nomenanao.
Maybe you don't know what gifts you have.
Angamba mety tsy fantatra hoe inona le fanomezana nananao.
Ask God to reveal to you what it is that He wants you to do with your life.
Fa manontany mihitsy an'Andriamanitra hoe asehoy Andriamanitra inona ny tianao ataoko amin'ny fiainako.
And He will show you.
Ary dia ampiseho anao izy.
That there is something that every one of us can do for Him.
Fa misy zavatra izay azontsika tsirairay avy atao ho azy.
It will be to strengthen his body.
Ary izany dia hanatanjaka ilay vatana na ilay tena.
But how that happens?
Fa amin'ny fomba ahoana ny hatanterahana izany?
Can happen in many different ways through many different gifts.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fanomezana isan-karazany sy amin'ny fomba isan-karazany.
Some of those gifts are just natural. Like the great mind that Charles Spurgeon had. He was born with that. But he had to fill it with the right things. Maybe you're filling your mind with rubbish. Stuff on TV, I don't know. Maybe there's good stuff God wants you to be filled with. Maybe you've got a gift that makes you want to care for people. But you've just never followed through to develop that gift all the more. Or maybe you desire to prophesy. Then ask God to give you a prophetic word and then deliver it. But remember, it will be encouraging. Because that's how New Testament prophecy works. There is something God has for you to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts that you've given us. Thank you that we ourselves have been made to serve you. Each one of us is different. Each one of us has something special to accomplish. That you've made us for your glory. Holy Spirit, won't you multiply the gifts within us? As we use them to bless and build your body. In Jesus' name. Amen.